Hello, we're in Edinburgh, aren't we? We being me, Laura Kidd at Warrior Girl, and Xander, quite Xander, in fact. Amplifiers, ready. Gladiators, ready. Yes, we're all ready.
He's actually on his own in a room.
I'm just on my own talking to myself like a mentalist. What are we doing here? Xander, what's the event we're at, sir?
We're at the Edinburgh Arts Council England and Festivals Edinburgh Symposium on Talent Development.
What does that mean?
It's an industry gathering which is taking place in Edinburgh during the Fringe, and we'll be examining the issues involved in identifying talent and how to support them in their creative processes.
We sat up very late last night talking about this, didn't we? Because this is obviously something that interests all three of us on a personal level as well as an amplified level. Laura, what?
I got quite heated on the subject of opera, I seem to remember.
You did, didn't you? And not the browser either.
Yeah.
So we had 10 questions we kind of went through, didn't we?
That you need to forward them to me, Steve.
I will do. What struck you about, I don't know, what about those questions?
Well, the thing that I found the most interesting was the idea of getting artists from different disciplines to collaborate on the processes and talking about the way they do things and applying it to different things. So we had quite a good chat about how a sculptor, for instance, might show a musician what their process is, and a musician could make a song that's like a sculpture, but no one would know, but it would just be a way of doing something that's not like the way you normally do things. I'm quite into that.
Yeah, the conversation, as framed by the questions, seems to be gloriously open-ended, I guess, because it's a sort of this cross-disciplinary conference, so there's going to be people from every sector of the arts performing and otherwise here, looking at sector resilience, I guess, that kind of, you know, how do the bodies that support artists doing what they're doing, how do they adapt and change, and I guess especially given the cuts to the art sector that have happened with the new government, this couldn't come at a better time. We were chatting about all kinds of interesting things last night to do with both questions and possible answers to those questions.
And we will post some of that once we've edited it.
Yeah. the hashtag for today is TDS10, #TDS10, if you're following it on Twitter or on Audioboo. And the website where all of the stuff that we're doing is going to be aggregated to is amplified10.com/TDS10. Amplified10.com/TDS10. And that's where we're going to be asking questions and posting the kind of answers that people come up with. I'm genuinely really excited about today. It looks like a fabulous event to be a part of. It will be very interesting to see just how open to innovation the people are that come along. Because there's a lot of fear in the sector. There's a lot of people who work in the arts who are just scared for what happens next. That funding cuts and often, and obviously in music, there's a real fear of the internet and what it's doing. Largely, it seems through a lack of understanding of the potential. But we'll see which other sectors have that same technophobia and which ones are grasping it and that the music world can maybe learn from.
So please, if you've got any ideas for questions for people who are here, send them in to us via Twitter or via the, via Twitter's the best way.
Yeah.
Because we'll send them through to people.
Yeah, absolutely. We're happy to report back from outside to the inside as well as from the inside to the outside. Keep an eye on the blog, keep an eye on that hashtag, TDS10, and we'll talk to you later.
Get involved, yeah.